Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the homily this morning is recorded in two places in the Holy Scriptures. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father in heaven." And his holy apostle St. Paul writes, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is, the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. What does Jesus mean when he says, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father in heaven"? The Holy Scripture uses the word confess in two quite different ways, in regard to sin on the one hand, and in regard to faith and the gospel on the other. We confess our faith by acknowledging Jesus Christ as God's Son, our only Savior from sin. And we confess our sin by acknowledging our failings and weaknesses to God. In both cases, the word to confess means to own up to something, to acknowledge or admit our guilt, and to acknowledge our belief in the Lord Jesus, our Savior, God's Son. We hear King David confess his great sin. "I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." On the other hand, when the priests and Levites came and asked John the Baptizer who he was, probably expecting him to claim to be the Messiah in order to trap him in blasphemy, he confessed, "I am not the Christ," and then pointed to Jesus, saying those familiar words, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is God's Son." That is to say, this is the Messiah. When Jesus, the night of his betrayal, prophesied that before the rooster crowed twice, Peter would deny him three times. And as you remember well, Peter protested, "I will never deny you." But the same night, Peter vehemently denied three times that he knew Jesus. But when he was reminded by the crowing of a rooster, Peter, it says, went out and wept bitterly in repentance. Later, however, the risen Jesus received the repentant sinners back. In the book of Acts, also, Peter and John were ordered by the officials from Jerusalem to stop preaching Christ Jesus as the Christ, that is, the Messiah. But this time, Peter joined in this confession. "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And in the book of Acts, the book of Acts is replete with accounts of early Christians confessing their faith. For example, Stephen was arrested for blasphemy and was threatened with death. And he then confessed his faith in a sermon, a testimony of the promises of God in the Old Testament, which pointed to Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior. And that was a powerful confession of faith that came from the mouth of Stephen. But its price was that he paid for it with his life and was stoned to death. In our text from Romans, St. Paul speaks to us of the close connection between faith and confession. When he says, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." In the Lutheran Book of Concord, the Reformation Lutherans confessed their faith. And the statement which reverberates throughout is, "We believe, teach, and confess." Those three things are tightly bound together. What one believes is taught and it is confessed. And then there's Martin Luther, his confession. In the face of condemnation and even death for his proclamation of the gospel, he summarizes his faith in this way, in the words that are attributed to him, spoken before the emperor in 1521, "I am bound by the scriptures. My conscience is captive to the word of God. So help me God." Martin Luther believed, and he taught, and he confessed the faith that he had learned from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the first chapter, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. The just shall live by faith." And that is to say, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to believe unto righteousness? It's not that turning my heart over to Jesus is the one good work that I can do in order to earn God's approval. It is rather that I receive, I trust what God has promised to me. Faith is a God-created trust and confidence in the perfect righteousness of our Lord Jesus. That is, it trusts in all of his perfect obedience to the law and to his perfect obedience to suffering and death. In all of the complete agony and pain that he bore on the cross, having been forsaken by God, as he says, "All that is payment for all sin, for Adam's sin, for David's sin, for Peter's sin, for my sin, and for yours." And that faith trusts not in its own work, not even in itself, as in having faith in faith, but alone it trusts in the work of Jesus, the Christ. It is, as St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, "You are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption." In other words, he is our everything. And our God gives us that everything And faith simply takes him at his word. Christians join together in confessing that truth, for example, in the ancient creeds, joining in one voice with their fellow believers in all places and in all ages, and in living as children of God. So what does Jesus mean when he says, "Whoever confesses me before men, him also will I confess before my Father in heaven"? The Apostle Paul preaches that the Christ who died and rose again intercedes for us at the right hand of God. That is, that he is our advocate before the Father. And that is how he confesses those who are saints through faith in his blood and righteousness. Christians are thus called to confess his holy name, as St. Paul writes to the Philippians, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us now rise and join in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, and if you don't know it, you'll find it on page 46 in the four-part of the hymnary. And that will be followed by the hymn, "God's Word is Our Great Heritage," which is also a hymn of confession of faith. I believe God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. In the name of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, the life everlasting.